Chapter 9, The Invitation.
Was it a shame in me, my darling, to bring you into this engagement about Nancy Sands? Asked Ned at a later hour of the day, when, seated at a comfortable meal, he made up for lost time by attacking the food with a vigor which amused his wife, who did not know of his having given away his sandwich to the wayfaring man.
Nay, I think that it would have been a shame had we refused to do what we could for poor Mr. Sands in his trouble. Besides, there is nothing very formidable in paying a morning visit to Nancy, added Persis with a smile. She has always been rather civil to me. I remember that when I lived in the Dell, before my marriage, when my poor old grandfather was ill, Nancy once brought me some broth of her own making, to keep up his strength, as she said.
Perhaps what her husband told me is true. There may be good metal in her after all, though I own that I don't like the ring of it. He ought to know her best, but I'm not very hopeful about Nancy Sands, said Franks, pushing back his empty plate. You see, when once a person takes to the glass, they say that there's a slim possibility of ever getting rid of the habit.
I'd never like to hear that said, observed Persis. Why should anyone be beyond the reach of God's mercy and grace? A woman often has strong, deep affections, and especially shrinks from dragging down her family to misery and ruin.
But when she is once right in the middle of the whirlpool, can she help being sucked in? Said the sailor gravely. Intemperance is like a whirlpool, Persis. Round about it, at some distance from the center, it looks not much more than a ripple of the sea. The careless pilot might venture upon it, and unless he keep a sharp lookout at his bearings, scarcely guesses what a strong current is drawing him in, closer and closer to the down-whirl of waters. Let him sheer off at once, and he is safe. If he slacken sail and let the vessel drift, why, he's lost. He comes to a point where he can't get her off, let him strain every muscle as he may. And it's just so with the drinking. A man feels sick or a woman feels sad. A drop of something will warm and cheer them, they think. But when the drop comes to be taken pretty often, when there is less of water and more of spirits mixed together, when the man or woman begins to relish the glass and think that he can't do without it, then is the time to sheer off. Don't let him wait till the habit begins to draw him in as with the grasp of a giant, till he finds that the ship won't answer the helm, that he's getting into the wild whirl and will soon be carried whither he would not. Let him neither taste nor touch nor look at it, lest he be engulfed in the treacherous maelstrom, and soul and body perish together.